And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Hey, folks, you hear our sponsors all the time. Let me tell you about one of them, personally speaking, ZLA Solutions. ZLA Solutions, I do know these folks personally. I've known them for quite a while. They do an amazing job, and they've had one of the biggest years they've ever had just doing what they do best, which is helping businesses with various solutions, but one of their biggest ones, their bread and butter, staffing. So I will say this, if you're an individual who needs a job, they've got a lot of them posted right now on their website. Go to ZLAUSA.com. Check them out. They've got jobs posted all over North Alabama and beyond. But the big thing is for those of y'all that own a business or run a business, that you are an employer or employer group and you need people, well, they can do that. Doesn't matter what it is. In the restaurant industry, the service industry, automotive, they've got high-tech jobs at Redstone Arsenal right now. They've got any number of jobs in factories and manufacturing. So I'm just telling you, they're good at what they do. They are working for big-name clients. You would recognize all these names. And they are getting an epic job done of lining up people with the jobs that are needed to be filled. So check them out, ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. Good at what they do. I know them personally. And when you talk to them, do me a favor. Tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. So, So defund the police took various forms around the nation. Sometimes it was just, we're not going to give you as much money. Other times it was, we're going to have a natural attrition and not hire people to replace officers who leave. Other times it was a true slashing of the budget. And sometimes it was to bring a new means of community policing. Wow. So if you live in West Hollywood, California, you might be interested to see people they call security ambassadors. If there's ever been a touchy-feely name, boom, that would be it, man. Security ambassadors. We're here to represent the city and to be an ambassador for the city to bring you security.
That sounds like it's going to go over well.
Well, the headline, funny you say that, headline from townhall.com says, 2 days ago, says, surprise, West Hollywood's security ambassadors are not going as planned. You choke on your drink. Says the city of West Hollywood. And by the way, I saw the video that went with the story. I'll read this first and I'll tell you. The city of West Hollywood cut funding for four Los Angeles County Sheriff's deputies to patrol the area and replace them with unarmed security ambassadors. New video taken inside the city shows an assault taking place mere feet away from security ambassadors who take no action to step in. The incident occurred last week at the intersection of Santa Monica and San Vicente Boulevards outside the Los Angeles County Sheriff's West Hollywood Station, right outside the station. According to KABC, a local station out there, the footage shows a man in a white sedan stopped at a crosswalk, and another man comes up and kicks the driver's door. The driver opens the door and gets out to confront him. The two men begin fighting on the street, and the bad guy jumps in to steal his vehicle. Meanwhile, two security I saw the video, and they looked like nothing but school crossing guards. Remember when I was a kid, man, I just so wanted to wear that little hard hat and the reflector belt and go out there and tell cars to stop. People can cross the street. That's what they looked like. It was a joke. And they stood there watching like, huh, look at that. What's going to happen over there? Oh, it's not going to go well for him. The West Hollywood resident Ethan Reynolds, who recorded the video, said, well, there's a learning curve.
Wow. There's a learning curve.
So is there an academy? I mean, police officers have to get, like in Alabama, you have to get APO certified. You have to be a graduate of the academy.
Right.
I see nothing in here that tells me that security ambassadors.
They get a little just sticker, probably.
Or a reflector belt.
Reflector belt.
Yeah.
White gloves.
Yeah. Exactly. White gloves. Yes, the white gloves, too. I forgot about that.
White gloves.
Yeah. Stop. In the name of the law.
They carry around a stop sign.
Oh. Says, there's a learning curve, said West Hollywood resident Ethan Reynolds, who recorded. And we've all learned in the past couple of years, but having a police officer around makes me feel safer. He says, I know not everyone feels that way. Well, I got news. The guy who has his car jacked just a minute ago would probably feel that way. So Then you look at, like, by the way, I love the city of Asheville, North Carolina. You ever been there?
Yes.
I love Asheville, North Carolina. In fact, I used to work for Young Life Ministries. One of our properties we took kids to every year was right outside of Asheville in the mountains called Windy Gap. Love that place. So apparently, in the wake of Defund the Movement, North Carolina's Asheville is having a big struggle with downtown crime and doesn't know what to do about it. City leaders of a North Carolina tourist town that has been plagued with rising violent crime in recent years announced a 60-day initiative last week to improve conditions in its downtown district. By the way, Asheville's beautiful. Very cool architecture, lots of restaurants in the mountains of North Carolina. And it says they're taking what they call targeted steps to address the rising number of incidents affecting public safety. Things like somebody got their throat slashed at the bus stop just the other day. This is a quote from the city. There are complex circumstances contributing to the safety issues that Asheville is currently seeing. It's not complicated. Don't make it rocket science. It's because you're not into hiring police officers and giving them what they need to do their jobs. It goes on to say, the city says, it will take a community response to address these. The community wants you to hire more police officers, you jackwagon. Multiple city departments are coordinating a city government response, and we also need participation from community leaders. How about this? You are the community leaders. You're the city government. Hire police, patrol the streets, stop the crime, enforce the law. It is not hard. It's been done since the founding of this nation. And I'm going to tell you, if you think that's not doable, then you have to look back and figure out how they did it for 200 years before you became mayor. All right, folks, I got more on this. I'm going to bring it right home to Alabama. We got issues with recruiting and retention right here in our beautiful state. We'll talk about it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. Be right back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. That would be Alabama. This show's signal goes way on down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, Mississippi, thrown in just for good measure. Listen, before I go any further, got to pause momentarily and tell you about the Elm Foundation. ELM, it stands for Expect Little Miracles, the Elm Foundation. I mean, they are just doing some really cool stuff, changing people's lives. So the Elm Foundation, they're a 501c3 nonprofit group based out of Huntsville, and they are doing things that are literally helping people get off the street, find their self-worth again, get their job certifications, their resumes built, getting out there, finding work, and becoming productive members of society again. And they're doing it not by just throwing money at it like the government would do, right? They're actually out there walking through it with people, helping them with accountability, setting milestones for them to make. And folks, they're changing people's lives. So I encourage you, check them out. Their website is Elm, it's E-L-M, H-S-V, as in Huntsville. It's elmhsv.org, and you'll see it right there, all the stuff they do. elmhsv.org. And by the way, one of the cool things about them, being a 501c3, they do accept donations. Any dollar that goes to the Elm Foundation goes straight to their work because they have a benefactor who has already underwritten all of their administrative work. And that's just very cool. I can tell you, having run 501c3s, that means the world. But yeah, Elm Foundation at elmhsv.org. And if you talk to them, tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. All right, hey, listen, I'm in this last dipper. It's a boomer. It's a triple dipper day.
Triple dip a day.
Applause at least.
I just need like horns or something. That'd be really cool.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. So dealing with safe streets, talking about defund the police. Alabama didn't see much defund the police. We saw some jackassery from decisions made by did I say the word? I did. By Mayor Randall Woodfin down in Birmingham. We've seen some complete disrespect by other members of the community, in different communities, but those would be in the more liberal venues like Montgomery. But I'll say this. Alabama did not have, even in Birmingham, which where I kind of expected it to happen, Alabama did not see a defund the police effort. But what we did see was a rise in crime that seemed to mean that even though we did not defund here, that the national tone being set by the defund the police movement, by the Black Lives Matter riots, by the Biden administration encouraging such behavior, what we began to see more and more of was that it sets a tone for the actual nation. People left and right now can tell you that what's happening in their community, they believe is attributable to this. A poll was done last year, actually. Centersquare.com has a piece right out a year ago. It says 3 out of 4 Americans say defunding police departments has contributed to the rise in violent crime across the country, according to a new poll. It was a Politico Morning Consult poll. It was released saying that 75% of Americans say defunding police is a reason that violent crime increased across the United States. The survey reports that 49% said defunding police was a major reason. 26% said it was a minor reason. And then only 25% said it was not a reason. I don't know what that 25% was smoking. Experts have echoed the point that the defund movement leads to more violent crime, saying police officers fear a lack of support if they're involved in a fatal shooting. This leads them to avoid more dangerous neighborhoods altogether. The police also found that 2/3 of those surveyed believe that increasing funding would reduce crime. Okay. Alabama Public Radio had a piece that came out in just about a month ago. Headline, police did not get defunded, but many large departments are still shrinking. Interesting. It's Alabama Public Radio, but they focused on New Orleans. A new criminology study, it says, of 14 large police departments found that most have had a, quote, excess loss of sworn full-time officers since 2020. So basically what happened was, the nationwide movement. Remember the marching across the bridge? Where was that? Miami? Mm-hmm. Something like, make them fry bacon, something like that. It was unreal. And that was just allowed constantly to be the, and it wasn't just, ne'er-do-wells. It began to be political leaders who would step outside of the courthouse, the city halls, the sheriff's departments, and kneel down in front of BLM, like they were choosing solidarity. No, they weren't. They were choosing to be subservient. And the police saw this. So it says right here in the study, in 2010, New Orleans PD had about 1,500 officers. A decade later, it was down to about 1,200. And then just since 2020, they're down to 944. Did you hear that? They lost 300 officers in a decade, and then the BLM riots occurred, and the nation went into defund the police mode, and the Biden administration signaled that it was all for that. And now what? They dropped from 1,200 to 944. What's my math here? I'm looking at right around what? 260-something, 256. What that basically means is they lost almost as much just since the BLM riots, as they did in the prior decade. It says, we're looking at a situation where the department this year has lost already 20 more officers. This is, by the way, this article came out in March of this year. It said it really impacts everything. You're seeing response times that have gone from an average of about 50 minutes for any type of call to over 2.5 years. Can you imagine 911, what is your emergency? We'll have someone there in 2.5 hours. Why did I call? Says one thing after another. You sit there with your mouth open, said one resident. Criminals know there's not enough officers on the streets. They know this. She's a rideshare driver. She gets off the street by 4 o'clock. She won't do it after 4 o'clock in the afternoon. used to be that they were starting to improve their scores, but now New Orleans is back to being the murder capital of the nation. But right here in our hometowns, Birmingham, 1819 News. Birmingham PD, the story came out at the end of the year. The Birmingham PD announced Monday it will be offering new recruits $5,000 signing bonuses. The hiring incentive comes at a time when crime around the country is on the rise, and crime in Birmingham is definitely skyrocketing. According to an organization called Neighborhood Scout, Birmingham is among the most dangerous cities in the United States, only safer than 1% of other U.S. cities. Birmingham has a violent crime rate of 16.6 per 1,000 residents. Someone's chances of becoming a victim of violent crime in Birmingham is 1 in 60. In Alabama, these chances are 1 in 225. So you see where we are. Statewide, you got a 1 in 225 chance of becoming a victim of violent crime. Then you go to Birmingham, it's 1 in 60. It says in September, the Gwinnett Police Department from over in the Atlanta area came over here and held a hiring event, hiring people away. According to Zippa.com, it says Alabama has the second lowest average police officer salary in the country, an average of $31,858. Mississippi is the only one lower. Folks, that's got to change. That's 1819 News. Then you look at Fox 10 reporting out of Mobile. Mobile just had in the end of the year, around the same time, the end of the year, the city's 70th police academy graduated. 10 new recruits will hardly make a dent in the officer shortage, it says. They had started off with 19 recruits. They lost 9 of them during training, which may be a good thing. They're weeding out the ones who can't hang. But they're down 72 officers. They have an authorized strength of 488, but they're down 72 from what they need to have just for their authorized strength. It's a slight improvement, they say, though. They raised the starting pay and offered some monetary incentives. But the reality is, patrol officers now earn more than $50,000 a year, up from $32,000, but they're still short of the people they need. Folks, it's that way everywhere. I've got a story here similar from Montgomery, Millbrook, Auburn. You look around, and then we get down to our state troopers. State troopers, I'm really rather shocked by this. State troopers right now, according to an article from WSFA that came out just a month ago, Alabama needs more state troopers. Lawmakers are trying to address a shortage. State troopers remain frustrated. It says numbers released exclusively to WSFA show that 285 troopers are needed to fill the slotted 575 positions. You know what that means? We're down to 50%. We're at 50% of state troopers. We're allotted by budget and by state requirements and whatever else to have 575 state troopers in the force. And apparently we need another 285 to even make that happen. Folks, that's where we're bottoming out at that point. State troopers, we're down 50%. Are you kidding me? I knew we were probably short, but I had no idea it was that low. Can you imagine? And this is, by the way, this article is only about a month old. And then it lists every county. It has the different counties, what their current number is, what they're slotted for. I mean, I can look around. Let me find a few counties from the district, from the listening area. Calhoun County is slotted, has 10 state troopers that report to the Calhoun County station. They are allowed to have 21. Right there in I-20, the human trafficking corridor. Find another one in our listening area. Let's see here. Where's Madison? Madison County. Madison County has 8 troopers. They're allowed to have 23. Jefferson County has 12 troopers. They're allowed to have 17. Lauderdale County has 5 troopers. They're allowed to have 10. Limestone County has 8. They're allowed to have 13. Where's Etowah? Etowah County is allowed to have, has 8. They're allowed to have 12. Folks, I'm telling you, this is serious business, and I really believe that what's happened is the defund the police movement got so full of itself, and it accomplished its mission even though we didn't defund everywhere, because what they did was they set an evil tone that people look at and go, I want to serve, and I'm good with going into harm's way. But I want to know that the people who are going to be in charge of me are going to have my back. I want to know that the budgets are going to allow me to have someone to ride, you know, as my wingman. And right now, we can't say that. And right here in the state of Alabama, we underfund our police. We pay them less than a teacher for going into harm's way. And we send them out there every day knowing that we don't have enough to truly give them backup. And that's just wrong. And every bit of it, in my opinion, started really escalating during the 2020 BLM riots. And the Biden administration and liberal governors and major metropolitan leaders around the nation, shame on them, because they're the ones who created this. And I'm proud that in Alabama we didn't go down that road in a big way, but we allowed it to perpetrate. I don't know that we're seeing this right now in Florida. Florida's governor, Ron DeSantis, is the one who's recruiting from other states and telling them, you come here, we have your back. And in Alabama, I think we've got some good legislation in place and we're doing more. But the truth is, we need more active leadership around our state to give the police officers and the state troopers who work for us the sense that we do have their back. That's what it's going to take to put the trust back in place, because at this point, the trust got broken in the opposite direction. All right, Boomer, take us to the break, brother. We'll do that right now. Last break of the day. Coming right back, we'll put a lid on it. Folks, it's been a good one. Triple Dipper, we got through all of it, Boomer. Even that and a Steven Seagal story.
Yes.
All right. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. Back, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. I got to tell you, two great texts. One, Julie from Kentucky. I know Julie from Kentucky. Julie from Kentucky just texted in and said, I wonder how many college students did not become police officers like they planned after graduating with criminal justice degrees or similar degrees since 2020. This is because of the riots, the pandemic, the lack of community support for our police. That's what happened with my daughter, she says. So sad. I agree. And by the way, Julie, she would have been excellent at it. And if she ever reconsiders, she has our prayers and support. Jason from Jasper, though, Boomer. Jason from Jasper. You see the picture?
I just saw the picture.
Jason from Jasper just texted in, says he's strolling through Walmart and he ran across maple bacon donut flavored cereal. And he showed a picture of it.
It's right there.
It's real.
I'm just not sure what I would do with that.
Now, I will say this. It looks like a store brand, and it comes in a bag, not a box. But I'm thinking somebody out there, see, maple bacon donuts are a thing.
But it is the color. Are those the colors of Dunkin' Donuts? I don't know. Maybe they're not.
I don't know, man. So. But all I know is they got the combo right. Maple bacon. That's the official food of Right Side Radio, for those who don't know.
Maple bacon donuts.
Maple bacon donuts. You got maple, you got bacon, you got donuts all in one place. Mm. I got a caller on the line. Jeff from Indiana. How you doing, buddy?
I'm predicting you're going to be eating some maple bacon donut cereal for breakfast until your Wheaties from now on.
may have to just try it out. We don't know.
Oh, yeah. You got to try it anyway.
What's going on, man? You're not on the road, I heard today. Running the backhoe. There's no traffic with a backhoe.
Well, I was on the road with a backhoe, basically. I got a rock yard about a mile from my place there, and it's easier to haul rock with a backhoe than it is a pickup, so I've been doing some rounds.
What's on your mind, dude?
But hey, I don't feel a bit sorry for these communities that's having trouble with the crime and everything, because they voted for it. I mean, they're the ones who want it, and they're getting what they voted for. At some point, Darwinism has to kick in. And, you know, if you're too dumb to live, then you will die. It's just that thing. It's just that simple. And if you're too dumb to either vote these people out or vote some intelligence in and aren't smart enough to get out of the neighborhood if you can't, then you get what you get.
Well, I,
that's all I
I'll be honest with you, though, man. On the cities that did that, I say, yeah. But what I'm, you know, what I'm seeing right now is there's trends that clearly indicate that cities like, pick one, Huntsville, Mobile, that did not get into the defund movement, they're still feeling the nationwide ramifications of police feeling like there's a trend against police and they're just not signing up anymore.
Well, they're going to have to either pay the money and support them or suffer the consequences. That's what it boils down to. You get what you pay for and you get what you vote for. So if you want protection, you've got to vote for it.
Well, I don't disagree with that. Let me ask you this, man. You spend a lot of time up and down the interstates in most of your day-to-days. So Alabama, mm-hmm. I was shocked to find just now as I was reading out a study that came out just in the last month or so that Alabama is literally running at about 50% of state troopers in the last few years. Can you tell that yourself? I mean, you know how you kind of get a feel for where things are.
Yeah. From Tennessee to Alabama, there's a big difference. Tennessee, there's a state trooper every 5 miles or less, and they've been hitting them pretty hard down through there the last few weeks and stuff. But Alabama, they got a few unmarks, but used to get pulled over every now and then to a road DOT check because they don't have a actual way station, and haven't been stopped in a long time now. And I don't really see that many troopers in Alabama. It's true.
Yeah. Wow. All right, man. We're about to hit the end of the show. Appreciate your time, buddy. And good luck back on the road when you get back out there. Yeah. All right. Jeff from Indiana, one of our regular callers. We have an amazing audience, you know. We just do. Good folks. And I didn't even get to the text messages, which are just covered up. I can see people like Colin from Decatur, Dave from Battleground, David from Huntsville, Rita from Scottsboro, Mike from Huntsville, Cameron from Decatur, Jeff from Holly Pond. I mean, I see all your texts, folks. I'm just realizing I couldn't even get to them today because we had content that kept on going. John from Lexington, South Carolina. Anyway, all right. But we do what we do, though. Boomer and I are here every day at 2 o'clock, and it's because of y'all. It's not because we like to hear ourselves talk. We like the fact that y'all actually listen and make this a responsive show. I mean, we come in and start saying things, and the text messages start flooding in. How cool is that? All right, folks, we'll be back here tomorrow, too, to do it again with you. And don't forget, by the way, like Charlene always says, there's a whole lot more of us than we are of them. We'll see you tomorrow.